Nolte, Mr. They/Them/Flash Takes a Box Office Crash. By John Nolte on June 18, 2023. With the box office crash of The Flash, Warner Bros. Discovery has another DC catastrophe on its hands. You can't blame the studio or the sycophants behind the entertainment media for this failure. They tried, they really tried. The gaslighting campaign behind this sucker was really something to see, and it lasted straight through Saturday afternoon. First off, pretty much everyone, including Warner Bros. Discovery CEO David Zaslav and DC co-something James Gunn, ran around for months declaring The Flash the greatest superhero movie ever made. "I saw it and loved it. It's a wow," Zaslav said on an earnings call. Gunn said The Flash is probably the greatest superhero movie ever made. The fake entertainment media took some fairly vague comments from Tom Cruise and turned them into a rave. All Cruise said was that The Flash has everything you want in a movie and is the kind of movie we need right now. But this happened after Zaslav set up a private screening for Cruise. And those are exactly the kind of non-committal comments a seasoned Hollywood veteran makes when cornered. The far-left Hollywood Reporter proved what good dogs they are by dry-humping the news of the Cruise views into a big exclusive. Seeing as that Cruise is one of about 3 stars moviegoers still trust, you can see why they button-hooked the poor guy. Reality, however, was something very different. After some raves from the gaslighted reviewers at Comic-Con, the reviews were brutal, eventually settling at a barely fresh 67% at Rotten Tomatoes. Worse still, The Flash earned a dreadful B cinema score. Blockbusters very rarely earn a B. DC's most recent flop, Black Adam, earned a B+. So much for the greatest superhero movie ever made. But the goodest dogs of them all are over at the far-left Deadline, who spent nearly 2 days elevating headlines about how The Flash is a big hit about to top $70 million or $80 million over the 4-day weekend. Yes, this is another 4-day weekend for government bureaucrats, thanks to that stupid Juneteenth holiday. Already tonight, Warner Bros. Is celebrating before Flash's final Monday grosses. The weekend outlook for Flash is between $70 million and $75 million. However, if it emulates the gross patterns of Doctor Strange and Venom, with tonight repping around 30% of its complete Friday plus previews, then the Muschietti's DC superhero movie could find its way into the $80 million plus neighborhood. Venom opened to $80.2 million in US Canada while Doctor Strange did $85 million. Emphasis original. 80 million, you all. This is a big hit. Buy your ticket today. Ride the wave. Or miss the next new thing. But by Saturday afternoon, after all this gaslighting had proved a failure and reality could no longer be denied. After it became obvious that The Flash would open to less money than even Black Adam. "We got this from Deadline, The Flash loses speed with $60 million 3-day opening, here's why. Oh, how I love me some here's why headlines. There are a lot of lessons to be learned this weekend. But chief among them, is what's it like for a major motion picture studio to open a movie with largely a number of its cast, primarily its main star, not available to do press? That's the big looming question which has been on everyone's minds in the wake of Ezra Miller's tabloid-laden 2020-2022 in regards to Warner Bros. DC's $200 million The Flash, which isn't looking good with a 3-day around $60 million. Off from the $70 million-$75 million the studio was expecting. The studio is still expecting the Juneteenth holiday to deliver and get the film to $70 million over 4 days. Sometimes I can hardly wrap my mind around the garbage that comes out of Deadline's mouth. For context on just what a disaster this is, Black Adam opened to $67 million. Oh, and Black Adam ended up losing a fortune, grossing just $168 million domestic and $393 million worldwide. Here's the real why. To begin with, everyone knows DC movies suck. It's been one stinkeroo after another. No one trusts the brand. Secondly, no one trusts the hype anymore. The greatest superhero movie ever made? Please. Third, these DC idiots spent $300 million on a movie based on a superhero everyone has been watching for free on TV for the past 10 years. Finally, The Flash star Ezra Miller is a criminal, fetishist, and freak. From where I sit, his only superpower is guilting cucks into using his pretentious preferred pronouns they and them. Bottom line, No normal person will pay $14 to watch a freaking weirdo who's been credibly accused of child grooming in a movie produced by a talentless studio.